This is the Pop Culture Show. Subscribe and stay connected. Get exclusive video and more at thepopcultureshow.com.
Here we go with an Oscars recap. I'm Barnes. That is Leslie. Hey, Leslie.
I love the Oscars.
And Cubby could not join us today. He's on a shoot in Australia. No, Cubby's doing his show. Cubby's doing his show right now. This is a special Monday, right out the gate Monday episode of the Pop Culture Show. So, wow. I don't know if that was what you expected last night with the Academy Awards. I was a little thrown.
I was too. You know, I think that I didn't think it could get any worse from the Golden Globes.
Or the at-home version last year.
What happened? I mean, listen, there were moments, you know, the diversity and the speeches were great, but the production was just not great. You know, at the very beginning, Barnes, when Regina King was walking in like a badass, I thought, oh, this is going to be really cool. They're going to do something different. They're on a movie set, you know, and it was
they're
like
a train station.
Yes, exactly. I've been there before, by the way. And I thought, this was really cool. And then I thought, wow, why didn't they just let Regina King host? But then it fell apart.
It kind of, you know, they did start off with a pace like it was a movie intro, like, you know, mm-hmm. Brad Pitt and blah, 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 all the graphics and her walking in really fast. And side note, I heard there was a lot of crime because that's in the middle of downtown L.A. and there were a bunch of crew people getting robbed and jacked.
Are you kidding?
No, which is sad to hear. I guess they didn't have enough security. But the thing that rang true to me was in a year where the Academy knew that the viewing was limited because of a pandemic, why would you scrap all the clips from the show? It gave me no way to connect to any of these movies, and I bet the movie producers are frustrated because it's not leading people to view the movies.
Yeah, that was a big mishap on my part. You know, instead of showing the clips, which you always want to see, especially because I haven't seen all the movies that were nominated, they did this script to describe it. And what was so awkward with Reese Witherspoon and your girl and Regina King is that, you know, they would talk to a certain actor and the actor had to like physically turn around.
Yes.
Didn't you think that was awkward?
Very, very awkward. The whole real people spin instead of clips was very forced. I thought that just them trying to describe the nominees and make mm-hmm. them just like you and me was just such a weird... I tune into the Oscars for the escapism. I mean, that's why I like to watch the show. I want to see movie stars. I don't want to see someone who's just like us.
And didn't you think that it hurt the pacing too? Because the clips and the audio and that sort of production really helps the pacing. It just made the whole first 2 hours. It was just dragging. And I was like, this something's got to happen here. Fortunately, there were some great acceptance speeches.
And Leslie, I was following your Twitter stream last night, and I love your, can we get hashtag Brad Pitt's ponytail to start trending? Hashtag Oscars.
I mean, you got to love a good ponytail on Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I was pounding a few tweets out.
Oh, yeah. Can I interject yours?
Oh, sure.
And you
I was
actually,
a little frustrated. I get pissed off and I start tweeting.
You actually had some like giffies on yours or memes. Here's one from Barnes. Seems as if the Oscars got the second COVID vaccine and we're seeing the side effects play out live on our TV.
Well, am I wrong?
Hashtag Oscars so lame. Yeah, there were a few times I was like, what is going on here? I'm so confused. And then you said not digging the trade-off of movie clips for these BS forced stories to humanize the nominees. Give us the movie clips.
Oh, you didn't hit my favorite one. I thought you were going to hit me with my Amanda Seyfried clip.
Oh, your girl.
Tweet.
Yeah.
Love her.
You were hoping she'd win so you could see how she got up with that big dress?
I wanted to see how she could move with that thing because that looked like part of the room. It looked like she was dropped into the carpet.
Yeah, and you know, they said the same about Carrie Mulligan, who looked like an Oscar. Like, how is she going to get up? But she looked gorgeous.
Yeah, there was some weird stuff. There was also a few sad moments, and one of them was
I agree.
Thomas Vinterberg. I don't know if you saw his speech. They won for the movie Another Round from Denmark. Hello, Denmark!
Right towards the middle of his speech, very sad what he said.
I didn't expect the speech to go this direction because I had no idea that this had happened, but this was, man, this is touching.
Thank you very much. Thanks to the Academy for voting on this film. This is beyond anything I could ever imagine, except this is something I've always imagined. Since I was 5 or something, I've been preparing speeches. Okay, so we wanted to make a film that celebrates life. And 4 days into shooting, the impossible happened. An accident on a highway took my daughter away. Someone looking into a cell phone. And we miss her, and I love her. And, sorry. Ida, this is a miracle that just happened. And you're a part of this miracle. Maybe you've been pulling some strings somewhere, I don't know, but this one is for you. Thank you very much.
Man, how sad.
Very well composed during that. I will say that my favorite moments were the acceptance speeches last night. Did you have any favorite? Because I really loved Chloe Zhao. She was the one that won Best Director for Nomadland. Just such a positive, uplifting speech. This is for anyone who has the faith and courage to hold on to the goodness in themselves and to hold on to the goodness in each other, no matter how difficult it is to do that. And this is for you. You inspire me to keep going.
Yeah, she was peppy, but what the hell is going on with Frances McDormand? One of the times they were all up there, I guess it was just maybe one time, she was like pointing really harshly at people.
She was?
Yeah, behind the speaker, behind the director. Like,
were people talking?
I don't know if she was trying to point to them, like, look at him, like, he needs to be acknowledged. I didn't understand that. It was very weird.
Frances McDormand, I don't think she's comfortable at award shows. I don't think she likes the recognition. You could kind of tell she didn't want to be there.
Well, here's her speech, and she won Best Actress, right?
Yeah, she won Best Actress.
Yeah, for Nomadland. Yeah. So here, this is really quick. This is her up accepting it. It's very awkward.
I have no words. My voice is in my sword. We know the sword is our work. And I like work. Thank you for knowing that. And thanks for this.
And that's it. Peace out.
Yeah, like, I want to be out of here.
That was random.
And she basically won all the awards leading up to this. How about humanitarian winner Tyler Perry and his really uplifting speech? And he's in Atlanta, Barnes. He's got that whole complex there.
Well, when you get up and start preaching, and I don't care from which side you come from, if you're far one direction, it's going to be a turnoff, I think, not only just to me, but to people in general. I thought Tyler Perry and his speech was fantastic. That guy, I've never met him in Atlanta. I've heard a lot about him, but he had such composure and his messaging was very clear and it was not leaning. In my opinion, I thought it was just a really nice speech.
My mother taught me to refuse hate. She taught me to refuse blanket judgment. And in this time, and with all of the internet and social media and algorithms and everything that wants us to think a certain way, the 24-hour news cycle, it is my hope that all of us would teach our kids, and not only to remember, just refuse hate. Don't hate anybody. I refuse to hate someone because they are Mexican or because they are black or white. Or LGBTQ. I refuse to hate someone because they are a police officer. I refuse to hate someone because they are Asian. I would hope that we would refuse hate. And I want to take this Jean Herschel Humanitarian Award and dedicate it to anyone who wants to stand in the middle, no matter what's around the wall, stand in the middle, because that's where healing happens. That's where conversation happens. That's where change happens. It happens in the middle. So anyone who wants to meet me in the middle, to refuse hate, to refuse blanket judgment, and to help lift someone's feet off the ground, this one is for you too. God bless you, and thank you, Academy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
He's just amazing. And, you know, when they showed everything that he did for all of these people in Georgia, you know, that work for him and, you know, getting people vaccinating and feeding people, and his foundation is just incredible.
You read stories here in Atlanta. He'll go into the grocery store. They mentioned it last night. And he'll like tell them to stop the door, like stop, you know, bringing people in. I'm going to pay for everyone who's in here right now. I'm paying for all your groceries, like down in his old neighborhood or something like that. It's pretty impressive. I mean, he is no shortage of giving. And also what I've heard working for him, he actually directs everything. So he doesn't have just people. He just says, go do it. All his shows you hear about, he is there doing it. He is still directing and running the show. It's pretty crazy.
And there was a really funny moment. It was an inspiring speech, but a very funny moment when Daniel Kaluuya thanking his parents during his Best Actor in a Supporting Role acceptance speech.
Yeah.
Do you have that audio? That was because his mom, the camera panned over to his mom. She's like, what did he just say?
She goes, what's he talking about? I know. This is just a quick excerpt of his speech.
And I'm going to get back to work Tuesday morning because tonight I'm going up. We're going up. You know what I mean? We're enjoying ourselves tonight because we've got to celebrate. We've got to celebrate life, man. We're breathing. We're walking. It's incredible. It's incredible. Like, it's incredible. My mom met my dad. They had sex. It's amazing. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I mean? So, I'm so happy to be alive. So, I'm going to celebrate that tonight. Do you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate every single person in the room. Appreciate everyone watching at home. You know, love. Peace, love, and onwards. We go again.
His mom and sister were like, what the hell is he doing?
That was really funny. And by the way, I was going through all the record-breaking parts of last night. He's the first British non-white winner for Best Supporting Actor. He was really great in that movie, Judas and the Black Messiah.
A couple of the weird moments last night that really lost me, and I'm sure lost audiences everywhere, and this was one of them.
제가 인터뷰 중에 뭐 이런 질문을 받게 된다면 전 뭐 슬쩍 얼버무리거나 또는 이렇게 회피하거나 도망치거나 이럴 것 같은데.
Yeah, that went on and on for like 5 minutes.
I don't know why they didn't just do subtitles. It would have made that whole moment. Now, I got it, but why? Because he won last year, you know, for best movie, but I don't know why they didn't just do the subtitles and make it go by faster.
It went on for 5 minutes, and I get it. I get the diversity thing, if that's what they're doing, but give us subtitles. I mean, it was very strange. Like, it didn't work. And then they had the whole bit trying to, you know, describe every director leading up to the Best Director Award. Like, what? It was very awkward. Some of the pieces that they injected in this year's show, it didn't feel right at all.
Now, do you have the actress that won for Minari? Yu Young Young.
Oh, you, Leslie, you're one of the people she's ripping on for saying her name wrong.
You know, it's funny because I actually looked up her pronunciation and I saw it pronounced three different ways. But she was really, I thought her speech was touching, and I also love that, you know, she wanted to meet Brad Pitt.
Well, she was definitely the surprise of the night. I know I was upset because Amanda Seyfried, or Seyfried, however you say her last name, didn't win because I wanted to see that dress move. But when she got up there and took the mic, it was pretty funny.
Mr. Brad Pitt, finally, nice to meet you. Where were you while we were filming in Tulsa? It's very honored to meet you. As you know, I'm from Korea, and actually my name is Yeo Jung Yoon, and most of European people call me Yeo Young, and some of them call me Yoo Jung. But tonight, you are all forgiven. And I don't believe in competition. How can I win Glenn Close? We know about Glenn Close. I've been watching her so many performances. So this is just all the nominees, 5 nominees. We are the winner for the different movie, different role. We play the different role. So we cannot compete each other. Tonight I'm here is just, I have just a little bit luck, I think. Maybe I'm luckier than you. And I'd like to thank to my 2 boys who made me go out and work. So, beloved son, all in all, this is the result because mommy worked so hard.
She should do stand-up. She was pretty funny.
Yeo Young Joon, or she says Yaya. She is the second Asian actress to win the award, and once again, she won Best Supporting Actress for Minari.
Yeo Young Joon. Not Yaya. She said no Yaya.
No Yaya. So Yaya, say that again. I want to get it
Leslie.
Right.
Yeo Young Joon. Yeo Young Joon. Come on with me. You need a beat?
You know what? I'm recording you because I'm going to put you in that pronunciation guide that I look up on Google.
I appreciate
that. A lot of history-making moments last night. Mia Neal and Jameika Wilson were the first black women to win the Oscar for Best Makeup and Hairstyling for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And then Emerald Fennell is the first British woman to win Best Original Screenplay since the category was established in its current form at the 1958 Oscars. She picked up for Promising Young Woman. And then, of course, I watched her. She played Camilla Parker Bowles in The Crown.
You nailed a lot of these, Leslie, almost, what, 6 months ago, some of these movies like Nomadland, the drummer one. What was that called? Heavy Metal?
Heavy Metal, yeah. I still want you to finish watching that movie. I really loved it.
I couldn't get through it. You're more the Oscar watching type of these really dramatic.
I love drama. Yeah,
and but you were dead on about all these choices because that Heavy Metal just ripped through it last night. How many did they win? Maybe four.
I know they won several. I know that Nomadland was the biggest winner of the night. I'll look that up, but quickly. What was the biggest, I mean, I know you and I are going to agree on this, the biggest debacle of the night.
Oh, I've got a few. Besides the director segment, what about the, well, here's a light, little one, but the bumper music, what in the world with Survivor and Jefferson Starship, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, all the music they were playing to and from the show, which was very weird. What about this Glenn Close moment? So this whole game show bit they did, I thought was a big miss.
First of all, they had a DJ, Questlove, which I thought, okay, well, maybe that's sort of modernizing the Oscars.
Yeah. And then seemed very nervous.
Then they did a game show. What was that about?
Well, I don't know if this was a bit or not, but they get over and they're picking people out of the audience and they play a clip of a song and they say, was it nominated for an Oscar? Was it not? Or was it a winner? And they would play a song from a movie. Or not. And so they played Debut. You remember that song?
Yes.
No end Debut.
Yes, of course.
Ow.
That was one of the quizzes.
And so they picked Glenn Close, and this was her response. Now, we know she's an amazing actress. She's an Oscar winner, right? But did she really work up this bit, or did she actually know this information?
Wait a second. I know that's Debut. Yeah, it's Debut. I know that. Debut was... Wait a second. It was a classic song by the great Washington, D.C. go-go band EU. Oh. So, yeah, and shout-outs to Sugar Bear and the Backyard Band and the whole DMV. So, anyway, I remember this. So, Spike Lee, had it written for his brilliant movie, School Days, and my friends at the Oscars missed it, and... It wasn't nominated.
You think that was a bit?
I think that had to be scripted. I don't think she, like, all of that rolled off the top of her head.
It did, though. I mean, she didn't have a piece of paper.
I don't know. I don't know.
That was very weird. And then she started thrusting, which Glenn Close thrusting, I don't know. I could have gone without that.
No, my biggest disappointment of the night, I was like, did I miss something in the show? Because normally the Oscars end with the biggest award of the night, which is Best Movie.
Oh, right.
And they decided to do Best Picture and then do Actor and Actress. And a lot of people thought it was because the Oscars, not knowing who the winner would be, they thought the ending and the very last award would posthumously go to Chadwick Boseman.
I was shocked it didn't.
And I was shocked that it didn't, too. And so it ended on this really awkward note where Anthony Hopkins wins. He's not there. And it was like, peace out. Good night, everybody.
It was very weird. I was like, oh, these poor guys nominated with Chadwick Boseman. There's no way they're going to win.
Yeah. And wow. Anthony Hopkins wasn't there. And I guess he was in Wales and gave an acceptance speech, you know, later that night. He did break a record. He is now the oldest person to win an Oscar. 83 years old. I did not see the movie The Father. I have heard he is astounding in that movie. He hasn't won since Silence of the Lamb, which was 29 years ago.
The Lambs. There wasn't just one lamb, Leslie. There was lots of them.
Silence of the Lambs.
And Mank won a bunch.
I haven't seen Mank. I heard the production, and you know it did win some awards last night.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of these. I mean, when?
Well, you know, I think I've told you I'm a big fan of Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
And I
tried that one too.
You didn't like that one?
No, I couldn't get through it.
You know, you kind of need to because it has a crazy ending.
Yeah, you commit to these and you stay the whole way. Sometimes I just, like, if I don't like it, I bail. 20 minutes in, I've given you part of my life. I got to go. Got to send some congrats out to Netflix. They won the most awards of any streamer with 7 Oscars. We knew they were kind of ramping up towards that a year ago. They were heading in that direction and it paid off big time.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. David Fincher's Mank, the most nominated film with 10 nods. It's pretty unbelievable how on fire Netflix is.
All right, so if you missed the show last night, we're going to do you a solid. Here it is in a minute and a half. We'll rip through. This is a nice montage of everything last night with the winners at the Academy Awards. That's it for our special episode and our Oscar recap. We'll see you next time on The Pop Culture Show.
The Oscar goes to Emerald Fennell, Promising Young Woman. And the Oscar goes to Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller, the father.
And the Oscar goes to Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah.
And the Oscar goes to Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
And the Oscar goes to Chloe Zhao, Nomadland.
And the Oscar goes to Sound of Metal.
And the Oscar for Best Animated Feature goes to Soul.
And the Oscar goes to My Octopus Teacher.
And the Oscar goes to Jo Jung-yoon.
And the Oscar goes to
Eric Messerschmidt. Mank!
And the Oscar goes to Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and John Batiste.
And the Oscar goes to Her, Darnst, Emile, and Darren Thomas for Fight for You, Judas and the Black Messiah.
And the Oscar goes to Nomadland.
And the Oscar for Best Actress goes to Frances McDormand.
And the Academy Award for Actor goes to Anthony Hopkins, the father.
The Pop Culture Show is presented by Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio. Celebrate the little moments and the big ones with Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio.